This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending May 14th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $218.56, which was $14.82 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 653 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was 9% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $207.15, which was only 14 cents higher, and that proves how big the impact that those formula prices have on this average. There was 6,847 total loads sold, which was 147 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,472 loads, which was 238 loads higher than last week and about 51% of the total loads sold. And we usually see a bigger jump in the formula sales when the spot prices jump dramatically, because the formulas many times are priced off of the previous spot prices. However, next week, many of the formula prices will be based off of that $14 increase that the spot prices had this week, so they should jump quite a bit next week. And the exports, as reported on this Box Beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 999 loads, which was 285 loads higher. 140 of these loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 574 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,454 loads, which was 289 loads higher than last week. The largest outfront sales were 1.5 million pounds of ribeyes, whose average outfront prices were $13 over the current average formula prices. Also, over 1 million pounds of choice and select briskets, whose average outfront prices were $13 lower to $11 higher than the current formula prices. And almost 1 million pounds of choice loin products that were priced from steady to $4 higher than the formula prices. Meat buyers are obviously willing to lock product in close to the current price levels. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were steady to $3 higher, and the choice middle meats, the rib and loin, were $2 lower to $1 higher. But the daily spot choice rib has jumped $19 in the last 5 working days, which has helped to widen that choice select spread out. The daily cow cutout was about $1.80 lower, and those 90% trimmings were about $3.40 lower at $215.88 compared to the previous Friday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending May 7th showed that week we passed for import 21,306 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 400 metric tons lower than the previous week, but 4,000 metric tons lower than last year. And year-to-date, the total tonnage was 14% below last year. Australia was down 30%, and New Zealand was down 17% compared to last year. But Canada was up 6%, and Mexico was up 14%. During the last 8 weeks, the fresh beef imports passed for entry into the U.S. were down almost 38,000 metric tons compared to last year. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.